Welcome back to the third season of the Study Abroad Tips podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to our channel, iSchool Connect. Like every week, we are back with some really interesting content all around overseas education. Now today, I wanted to talk to you guys about some of those colleges that have low GPA requirements. Now, I know a lot of you are wondering, what is a GPA? Now, a GPA is a grade point average and it is scored out of 4. So out of 4.0, if your score is over 3.0, it means that you have a fair chance of getting into a good college. Now, there are a few students, a lot of us actually, who don't end up getting a 3.0 or above that. And in such a scenario, you would feel that a lot of the good colleges would not accept your score because of that. But to be honest, there are a lot of great colleges out there which will accept you and your profile despite a low GPA. And since they have a low GPA requirement, there are a few other things that you can consider doing to ramp up your profile and stand a chance of getting a seat in a good institution. But before I answer this question about how you can ramp up your profile despite having a low GPA, here are two really important things that you should probably be looking into if you haven't already. Number one is, how do you convert your score, a percentage to a GPA? Now for this, there is a calculator that I have attached in the description area. So go ahead and check that out and make sure you have the right calculation for your GPA. Now, the second thing I want you to look at is an exhaustive list of universities and institutions which will accept a low GPA score. And for this as well, there is a link in the description. Go ahead and check out list of over 100 institutions and their requirements in a blog that we've recently put together. It covers multiple institutions from across the globe, and I'm sure you will definitely find something that is relevant to your course. Now, very quickly, let's talk about how you can put together a profile that is stellar, impressive, despite having a low GPA. The first thing you need to do is to express yourself. Now, a lot of times people will tell you that you should hide your scores and not talk about it anywhere. But I do not recommend that. On the contrary, you should openly mention it in your SOP or have a separate explanation letter which talks about the fact that you have had a low score somewhere and therefore your GPA is low. And that's about it. It's important to be clear and honest rather than create an impression that you want to hide something. The second thing that you can do is highlight a few subjects. I'm confident that your low GPA is probably because of a few subjects that you did not score well in, whereas there would be a few subjects where you've scored extremely well. These are probably your favorite subjects that you are wanting to pursue in your higher education, and therefore it's really important that you showcase all the limelight in your SOP on these favorite subjects of yours where you have scored well. My third tip for you, if you have a low GPA, is to ramp up your scores in your GRE or GMAT. If you know that your scores are low and your GPA is low, make sure you work really hard to get a good score in your GRE or GMAT, because this will create that one opportunity for you to showcase that you've put in the effort and you've managed to get a really good score, and therefore there is credibility in your profile. My fourth tip for you is to focus on all the other parts of your application. You have a chance to share a stellar letter of recommendation. You can talk about projects, you can talk about internships, different kinds of community or work experiences. Make sure you use that as an opportunity to show how well you can perform if you were given a chance. My fifth tip for you is to enroll in different courses that are relevant in a course that you're wanting to pursue for your higher education will only strengthen your profile in every way possible. So make sure you find such courses online or offline and start taking them up to strengthen your profile further. Not only will this steer away a lot of attention from your low GPA, but this will also impress a recruiting officer and show that you are genuinely interested in studying whatever you are wanting to pursue when you go ahead and pursue higher education in their institution. My sixth and final tip for you is to take up additional coursework. If you feel that your college is giving you an opportunity to take up an additional course and you have the chance to get additional credits as you study this course, then definitely do that. And at the end of the day, this will help you in getting a higher GPA and you will pass the GPA requirement. So those were some of the top tips we had to share with regards to any student who wants to build their profile in case of a low GPA. Remember, there are universities out there which will accept students with a low GPA, and you should definitely go ahead and check out the list on our blog site. It's all linked in the description. If you have any questions around this or if you have any suggestions to share with fellow aspirants, go ahead and do so in the comment section. We'll be waiting to hear from you. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, this is Malvika signing off. Please take care. Bye-bye.